it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How about that classic we saw on Sunday night? The Ravens and the Bills is the best game we're going to see all year long.
I'm going to say not overreaction.
Yeah, I'll go not overreaction. It's going to, you're going to, like, there's plenty of games to be played, but, like, the Bills comeback, just the stories that between these two teams.
That was epic.
That was Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, too. Like, that's, you're talking about 1-2 in the MVP race last year. You might be talking about 1-2 in the MVP race this year. We could be entering a Jokic-Giannis situation here where you've got guys, I mean, Jokic and Giannis aren't trading MVPs, but you got two guys that are dominating the league for a lengthy stretch of time. Lamar got his two, lost his third to Josh Allen. Josh Allen now looking for his two. And the funny part about this is, to go back to the conversation we were just having, they both still have to dethrone Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes might not be winning any MVPs, but he is hoisting the Lamar Hunt Trophy every damn February and getting ready for that Super Bowl. And so it doesn't matter if one of these two win the MVP if they can't win that trophy and play in the last game of the season.
And to that.
And it's not even winning the Super Bowl at this point. It's beating the Chiefs.
Yeah, they beat the Chiefs and then lose to the Eagles or Packers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like whatever. It's like, who's going to beat Patrick Mahomes?
To that point of, I think this is the best game we'll see all year. But both of those teams play the Chiefs this year. And to your point of, not only was it a great game, but it was Lamar versus Josh Allen, which made it even more special. Maybe you get some of those because it's Lamar versus Mahomes or Mahomes versus Allen. Like, maybe you could get something special there, because you could make the argument last year the best game all year. The one that comes to mind is that Bills-Chiefs game. It wasn't overly close, but it seemed overly dramatic with Josh Allen getting that game-clenching 25-yard run.
That was
epic.
That was his MVP moment.
Right.
Yeah, it was absolutely his MVP moment.
But to your original point, that felt different because it was Mahomes versus Allen.
Yeah.
So maybe if those other two games are able to have that same drama with those two, maybe it might jump it. But I don't know. I'm looking at this Chiefs schedule, and let's just say they lose two more in the division. Go 3-3 in the division.
Okay.
You said 10 wins. They got Baltimore, Detroit, Washington, Buffalo, Houston on the schedule.
They could win all those games.
They can, but and Philadelphia. They're going to win all those, like they did
they
last year.
They can win all of those games.
They got one of the best quarterbacks of all time and a top, like a really good defense. That's going to take you a long way. That's more than enough. You got one of the best coaches of all time. Like, they're not scrubs.
Defense got that ass lit up on Friday, though.
Gave up 24 points.
Week one.
300-yard passing game.
It's just
they couldn't stop. They couldn't stop the Chargers. They couldn't, even if they wanted to.
It
doesn't even count.
Yeah, I'm going to give Justin Herbert credit for that one, too.
Yeah, but they're going to be going up against other teams that have that type of offense, to have that type of quarterback.
It doesn't mean it's going to happen every time, though.
No. And that's also assuming they don't trip up nowhere. That's also assuming they don't have injuries.
They've got
players just like the Niners.
The Chiefs have done enough over the last 3-5 years or whatever, though, where they do get the benefit of the doubt. It is an overreaction to say they're not making. Yeah,
what if the Justin Herbert gets hurt? Like, anyone could suffer an injury week to week.
No, but what I'm saying is, you talk about older players. They talk about that, say, for the Niners or whatever. You're more susceptible to injury because you've got these older players. Kelsey, Chris Jones, Juju
Kelsey
Smith.
Ain't seeing 17.
Juju Smith. They already got down Xavier Woods, which I still. Do we know how long he's out or if he's out at all?
I'm not sure.
Oh, no, I think he's out. I think they said that today. Let me see if I can get the time. I'm certain I saw he was out today. Go ahead, continue your thought. Oh, no, that's not what I saw. I saw Travis Kelce talking about him. He said it was my fault.
Yeah, you just ran right into him. Somebody tried to blame Xavier Worthy on that, too. They're like, I think it was James, actually, who's like, yeah, instead of paying attention, he tried to say he was open. Yeah, because he was running the right route and he was open. Why did Travis Kelce run into him?
Don't make me say something not everyone will find as funny as I do.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, you guys are right. They deserve the benefit of the doubt. But that's my prediction right now. Lions and Chiefs don't make the playoffs.
By the way, quick question. Mm. We're all good with Travis Kelce doing this podcast.
That's sure. That's yeah.
I'm just asking.
I am.
I don't care what players do in their podcast, but we will get these jokes off if you suck during the season.
Oh, yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I don't care. Like, I don't care if Draymond has a podcast. Paul George, I don't care personally. It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just want to make sure.
I'm keeping the same energy. It doesn't bother me. We need others to do the same.
Okay.
Like, there's going to get a point if Travis Kelce goes, like, one catch, 7 yards on one game. It's like, dude, stop potting. Like, you need to focus more. Like, I'm going to make fun of him for that. But.
Like, bro, just go get married.
Yeah.
Just leave and go get married. How long were they dating? 2 years?
About 2 years, yeah.
Travis, I guess. I don't know.
2 years? Not your thing? I'm asking two guys who were dating for 18. Were they?
I'm at 12 right now before my marriage.
I cleared 12 a long time ago.
You cleared 12 multiple kids ago. Was Ryan in the wedding?
She was.
She was. She absolutely was.
My baby was riding her little G-Wagon down the aisle.
She was the star of the show. Yep. Didn't like me then either. Makes me wonder what Kenny says about me at home.
That makes
Ryan hate me so much. There's a couple more here real quick. This is a good one. This is a KC special. Mm. The Steelers will win the AFC North.
Mm. Overreaction.
Overreaction, too.
I'm going to still take the Ravens and Bengals over them right now.
Just have to ask the question.
Okay. Fair enough. I think it's an overreaction. That's Baltimore's division until it's not.
Yeah.
What about the Jaguars winning the AFC South?
Not an overreaction.
All right.
Not an overreaction.
Okay.
Not an overreaction. I'm not predicting. I'm still predicting Houston, but I could see Jacksonville winning that division.
Travis Etienne had 143 yards, I think. See what Brian Thomas and Travis Hunter can do this season. Yeah. Trevor Lawrence, are you a real quarterback or not?
I wanted to watch a lot more of that game Sunday, but
it just got a little wonky. I think it just ended.
Are we sure it's over?
No, we're not.
Well, this one up on our screen is about over. We'll come back. We got power rankings. We're getting all our bits off today. We got our power rankings coming up. Plus,
week two starts tomorrow.
It does. So we got to do it today. Well, confirmation that UFOs are out there and they're coming for us.
Oh, man.
Steelo Casey. It's Kenny's worst nightmare.
No, I'm riding with them. I'm with them.
Until you find out they're won by a robot.
No way.
Steelo Casey on ESPN 13.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the Giants got a couple runs right when I said this was over, so they can get out of the top of the ninth unscathed. Maybe they'll have a chance in the bottom to make some magic.
Jesse, how are we going about this? Giants lose. Is it D'Lo's fault or is it not D'Lo's fault?
No, they were already losing before they even put it on.
Should I turn it now?
It doesn't matter. It's baseball. Baseball's got them now at this point. Yeah, baseball's got them. Like, it's over.
It's out of your hands.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Oh, man. Damn. They have been playing. They are playing great baseball right now. Even if they were to lose this one and the Mets win, three games back, with about 17 to go is the worst case scenario right now. Hell, Mets might lose again tonight to the Phillies, and it's no harm, no foul. You're just two games back. So they're playing good baseball. They're giving themselves an opportunity to make up,
ask for, right?
To make up for the pitfall that was the summer, like June and July. It was ridiculous.
I mean, all in all, if Philly gets one more from New York, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You're two back. You really need Philly to get that one if this 5-2 score holds.
Yeah.
But it's going to boil down to those seven against the Dodgers. You've got to, and I said 4-3 yesterday.
That's the case. I think Kyle earlier said win three of those. I think you need to, like you said, go four.
Or you need this epic collapse from the Mets to continue.
My goodness.
Which they are so familiar with.
They play the Padres after this, I think.
There you go.
So, yeah, don't get easier for them. Don't get easier. It just fall apart. How about that?
Did you see the video? Of the U.S. missile apparently being shot at a UFO.
No.
So there seems to be a little, what is very clear and not even disputed anymore is that there is video footage of a UFO.
Okay.
Also, undisputed, completely confirmed, the U.S. shot a missile at it. Now, there seems to be some different accounts about what happens next.
Why would you do that? It's our only chance.
But what seems to be the most consistent account is the U.S. shot a missile at the UFO. The missile hits the UFO. And the UFO goes full Independence Day.
See, that's what I said. Why would you do that?
And just shakes, spins around. Mr. Alien grabbed the wheel, straightened things out, and just kept flying. And the missile flew somewhere else.
Do we have the video? I haven't seen
this. No, it's on. No, this was given to the House Oversight Committee. These are politicians talking about this. This is not the National Enquirer. This is not, if that's still a thing, this isn't Star or whatever else the tabloids are on the side of the aisle. If that's even still a thing, I have no idea.
There
is no longer a question about whether UFOs exist. The question is, how dangerous are they? This is a full-on scene from Independence Day.
Yeah.
Like the UFO was here and they couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah. I know you're asking a question that everybody's asking. How dangerous are they? They'll wipe us out in a second.
Yes.
We got no shot.
None.
What do you mean? We need to be friends.
This is a Will Smith movie. This is absolutely a Will Smith movie.
I'm looking at it right now. That little weenie missile ain't going to do nothing.
The senior intelligence officer with the Pentagon who was speaking said, "We've never seen a Hellfire missile hit a target and bounce off."
Who shot the missile, man? Why would they do that? That's the ego and the ignorance of man. If it really is a UFO, what you going to do with it? Nothing. You think that's going to take it out? No. Man, you need to learn to get on the good side of these aliens or UFOs because we're going to need them against the robots.
None of this is funny, by the way, but all you can do is laugh when you realize the destruction of society is on the way. When a Hellfire missile makes a hit, a kinetic strike on something solid, there's usually not much left of whatever it's hitting. It's very, very destructive. But in the video, what seems to happen is the missile is either redirected or perhaps it glances off the object and continues on its way.
Goodness.
Pause gracious. Right there. Continues on its way to what? It's a missile. Where is it going? If it hits the target, if it glances off the target and just keeps going, where does it land?
Who knows? When does it run out of steam?
Like, does it just land in the ocean?
Hopefully. I sure hope it does. That's all right, man. All right. I mean, what we gonna do here?
Here it is. Pull it out. So I don't know how well.
What we gonna do?
So that I think is the missile.
That's the UFO.
No, I think it's the who the hell is that guy?
You'll see what it does.
So watch.
Watch the missile comes and hits the.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
Come on, man.
And look, it's just no. I'm good. Nope. I'm going. Jeez. Everything's fine. Bro, we are cooked.
Who's in control of this? I want to know who did that.
We are cooked.
Who shot the missile? Have them taken out of office. Removed from their post, from their job.
There's nothing we even do, too. It's just like, I'm going to just go home and chill, and the aliens are going to come get me when I'm playing Him and Be the Show or something.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be having pizza with my wife, hopefully. They don't come before the wedding. Like, hopefully they don't get us before the wedding. But, yeah, hopefully I'm able to get married first before the aliens come.
Got 3 weeks, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
3 weeks.
Look, if there's any aliens listening right now, just know I'm with you guys. All right? When it gets down to the get down, I'm rocking with you guys. I'm not that whoever shot that missile, I'm not with them. I don't know who that was. I'm with you guys, and let's go out and do our thing against these robots. Had to let it be known.
Did you hear what he said? Let's go out and do our thing against these robots.
Had to let it be known because that's public enemy number one, not us.
The robots.
Yes.
That robot that was attacking the one guy in the factory.
He was about to beat his ass.
Just started swinging. Oh, man.
Now, this is actually pretty funny. John Bull in the chatty house. Kenny even bandwagons his space invaders. No, I'm riding with the aliens.
I love that we've gotten to the point where the U.S. government is. I love we've gotten to the point where the U.S. government is just like, yeah, they're here.
Yeah, they've been here, guys.
You know the Area 51? Yeah.
They better start letting their homies out of there. That's where they probably come back to get their homies. Better let them out.
Sorry, guys. just letting them all walk out. letting the aircraft fly out just like they did in Independence Day.
That's it. Yeah. Was that a
Jose said Casey is an alien supporter.
You're not wrong, Jose. You are not wrong. Oh, I am an alien supporter. I'm a fan of humans.
Stevie B says, "Hey, Mr. Alien, are you a pizza guy?"
We stay because the pizza.
Mr. Alien, have you heard of aspirations? May I interest you in a meeting with aspirations?
Mr. Alien, if Steve Ballmer calls, don't answer. You're going to get in big trouble. If someone named Uncle Dennis reaches out to you, just leave it alone.
Uncle Dennis.
Do not field any calls from Uncle Dennis. And yeah. If Jeremy Lamb happens to call you,
make sure you can run a route.
Tat tat. Also, Mr. Alien, can you play the four?
Are you a 3-3 wing?
Are you a 4-3 or a 3-4? And how tall are you? Because Kenny's got all these heights botched.
Oh, man.
I always love when he comments. Malcolm X says, Area 51 is Guantanamo Bay for the aliens.
And for anybody new that's listening or watching.
It's Brother Malcolm.
His chat name is Malcolm X.
It's Brother Malcolm.
It's Malcolm X. So,
oh, speaking of Brother Malcolm, Ken reached out to me this morning. Ken Rudolph reached out to me this morning.
Shout out to Ken Rudolph.
He's going into the Rancho Cordova Sports Hall of Fame.
Oh, man.
He wants to come hang out with us.
Hell yeah. When's he going to be out here?
So he'll be out here. He said I could come on Friday, Monday or Tuesday. So, yeah, we'll get that figured out. But Ken wants to come hang out with us.
Rancho, shout out Cordova. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he says they got a good class going in this year. So he's excited to talk about it.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, once again, there's nothing for us to do here.
Nope. just live your life, everybody, because look, let's tie this all. Let's bring this all. We got power rankings coming up. Let's just bring this all full circle. Yeah. Just pay for the goddamn streaming service.
Yeah, just do it.
Because let's be honest, this isn't going to last much longer. When the House committees are doing hearings on missiles missing UFO objects, just throw your hands up. Look, you need a new car? Go get it.
Go get it.
Go get it.
Go do what you need to
go
do.
Go get Pika.
Enjoy
hey,
your life.
Get Disney without the commercials. It doesn't matter anymore.
All right, settle down. Well, calm down. Hey. Calm down. I'll watch a commercial. Or at least I'm not worried about paying the two.
See,
I'm not paying the $2.
So it's funny that that's where you draw the line. I draw the line on a four-year-old looking at me crazy because Bluey was interrupted because they needed to run a Charmin ad. No, I'm not doing that. And this is the bad part. I understand it's my fault. I didn't know a year ago. I've set the precedent that Bluey doesn't have commercials.
Yeah, you've...
So I can't just all of a sudden go, no, baby, let me explain the budget to you.
No, you're stuck now.
I'm taking the $2 off of this.
You are stuck now. No commercials ever.
No commercials ever.
What's that movie? It's a real non-descript
Bluey
movie.
Is terrible, too.
What? Terrible what?
Let me tell you why. Because
Bluey
has an accent.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you know when Morgan calls for Katie, you know she goes, mommy. Like, she doesn't say mommy. She goes, mommy, because that's what she sees on Bluey.
Ryan calls me Detty. Detty.
That's from Bluey, too?
Yeah.
Detty. Mommy.
Detty.
Like, why is she speaking like this?
Bluey and Peppa Pig. Yes, yeah, you got to deal with that.
Is Mummy and D-Lo. D-Lo has like five O's at the end.
Bluey, that's my show right there, though. They do that thing on Bluey.
I have seen far too many episodes of Bluey. Far
great
too many.
Show. Though.
We were watching Lilo and Stitch last night, the live action
Lilo
joint.
Stitch. I ain't seen neither one of them.
I don't know what was happening. I was falling asleep. I was exhausted. She came in. Man, she came and lied in bed with me, put her head right here. I fell asleep.
Yeah,
she
put you to sleep.
It did. She was watching it, having the time of her life. I started to fall asleep.
The point is,
we're cooked.
It's a nondescript movie. I can't remember exactly what it is, but I think it was based during maybe one of the world wars. And I just remember like seeing a commercial in the there was a main character and he's with his girlfriend. They were teenage, maybe a little older than teenage. And the girl goes, yeah, we might as well just go ahead and do it. The world's going to end anyway. That's where people are now with UFO. Just, yeah.
It's not even
gotta
a,
do.
Like the,
live
the
your life,
like the country, like the if is gone. Like there's no more if. They literally just went, yep. No.
Like I said, it's time to pick a side. I'm riding with the aliens. No. They can take me to their they can take me to their planet. What the lady saying? He said, lady said, Earth is ghetto anyway. Take me where you got. Come get me.
Matt George has taken exception to my Bluey remark. Let me be clear. Bluey's terrific.
Yeah.
After the seventh episode, it gets to be a little much.
They have one.
Now I realize I shouldn't let her watch seven episodes in a row, but I was tired.
No, I need about 2.5 hours. Yeah, well. So however many episodes is in 2.5 hours, so I could just relax or this game is on. That's what you're going to watch.
I watched my first Sunday with the girl in a different room, but in the vicinity. So I was downstairs, but I was in a different room and they would just keep coming in, asking questions about why the TV looked like that, and then leave, and then come back. Hey, can we watch Bluey when your game is over? Yes, baby, we can. No problem.
Yeah, no, she was on my head for the first half of the game, and then she had to take a nap, so it worked out.
Well, the tough part was, it was like, yeah, when the Raiders are done, sure, knowing she's going to forget, thank God, because I have to watch the 49ers game after this. Yeah. But that won't be a problem this week because the Raiders play on Monday, second game of the Monday night doubleheader, and we will be watching that live at 32 Brew Street, Raider Nation, and just Chatty House. Come hang out with us. We'll be live there. We won't be doing this show. We'll be doing this show right here in studio from 12 to 4 as we always do, and then we'll make the trek out to Elk Grove and Sky River Casino. Once I pass all the Kenny security, I'll be able to get in, man. We'll have some drinks, have some food. We'll have a great time. We'll watch the end of the Bucks game. Zabo, you and Jazz, come hang out. We'll watch the Bucks play.
Bucks, Texans. In the Pick'em League, I got the Texans winning that game. Sorry.
Mm. Bucks, Texans is the game?
Yeah. Why you say that?
Bucks, Texans is not prime time.
Ah, that's a good one.
That's
a good one. That's
division
Baker
winners.
And CJ.
That's two division winners last year.
I guess.
Wow. Wow.
It's
really?
It's the South Divisions is what it is.
Really?
That's a good point.
It's the teams with no history. I mean, the Bucks do, but like the Texans, I don't know. It's just the NFC and AFC South.
The Bucks have history, but it kind of feels like they don't.
Yeah.
They've sneaky been around.
Their history
like 40,
is that, oh, yeah,
years.
They went like 0-17 in the creamsicles that 1 year, I think, or something like that.
They got one Super Bowl. Wow. I don't know if the Texans will ever have like, oh, man, the history. I don't think I'll be alive.
No, we got to wait 40 more years for that.
Yeah. Nah. David Carr. Matt George says, you aren't supposed to leave them in front of the screen for a few hours. But I got to get this nap and podcasting.
Simple as that. Simple as that. That and Miss Rachel and Baby Shark and Baby.
You know what I realize is so stupid is like, yeah, like, okay, we could relax and watch TV, but I will not let her have her tablet. Mm. I don't know why the tablet feels so different to me, but she can't have the tablet until she like winds down at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're trying to weed off that tablet.
But it's like, no, we can go watch Bluey on the TV.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just feels different to me.
You got to do it. Which feels stupid. Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
Zabo correcting us and also kind of making our point. Bucks actually have two Super Bowls. But if they were relevant and known, we would remember that.
Tom Brady.
Yeah,
Tom Brady
we would have remembered that.
That's the one I forgot.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
But look, we're talking quarterbacks. It's Baker and CJ.
Oh, CJ didn't look so... Texans didn't look... Texans didn't impress in week one. Maybe that's
no,
what
they
it
did
is.
Not. They did not. They did not.
It's the Texans. That's why Jesse feels that way. Because if it was Bucks Steelers.
See, that's a little bit better. Yeah, I think it is the Texans. I've been high on the Bucks.
It's that AFC South. AFC South for the rest of civilization because we're not going to be here too long anyway.
Well,
it's never going to really.
That's
matter.
What we've learned today.
What's like the Jacksonville Jaguars? Like, okay.
Adam Silver is going to drag on this negotiation as long, this investigation as long as possible because he knows it ain't going to matter.
That's right.
Mr. Alien is coming back.
We really do live like, hey, aliens exist, but just whatever.
This is what Mike McDaniel was talking about.
Yeah, what else did that guy say?
It's what Kyle Shanahan was talking about. Who knows if we'll be here Monday?
Mike McDaniel, who knows if he'll be in Miami Monday.
No.
They lose that game, is he gone?
No, he'll get the Buffalo Thursday night blowout, and then he's gone after that.
Thursday night.
Yeah.
Overreaction, the Miami Dolphins will have the first pick in the draft?
Yes.
That's an overreaction.
Only an overreaction because the Panthers look just as bad.
Ooh.
I think the Saints are going to be the worst team in football. Mm. Hopefully they don't get one of their wins on Sunday.
Let's hope not.
One of their four wins.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember when we used to do the bottom five in power rankings?
That was fun. You guys stopped doing that because it was mean.
We can bring it back.
I don't even know why we stopped doing it.
Because it was mean.
It was mean.
Yeah, I remember. It was like a great time. It was like, yeah, you were like, oh, this is kind of mean. Maybe we don't do this anymore. It's like the Jets every week.
Be a better team. No, we're bringing the
bottom five. Yeah, powerless rankings again. Bring back the powerless rankings. Yeah,
we're absolutely.
I was hurt when you guys stopped doing that. It was just pure hate for like 5 minutes, but... It's like, yeah, this team sucks. And you know what? This team also sucks. This team is just as bad as these two teams here.
Well, hell, we're here. We're live. Let's do it right now.
Let's do the bottom five.
Actually, no, let's do it next week. Maybe I don't want to hear the Miami Dolphins and the powerless rankings.
Well,
week
how
one.
Do you know you guys are in the powerless ranking?
Because I put us there.
No. Are they worse than Carolina?
We used to have some music that went with it too.
What was the music?
Like, it was like clown music or something like that.
You know why
I think we stopped doing it? It was the What's Happening thing, and they kept flagging us for it.
Oh.
Every time we used it, they kept flagging us for it. I'll find some generic Odyssey music that we won't get in trouble for.
Are we doing Powerless? I got them.
Well, it's up to the executive producer.
Then we can always do Powerless rankings.
Okay, so if we're going with the worst, is Miami worse than Carolina?
No, the Saints are the worst team in football.
But did they look the worst?
No, but they're still the worst. Miami, if Miami played New Orleans this week, I'd say Miami wins.
Okay.
So Saints, Panthers.
I'm going Carolina's worse. I'm going Panthers, Saints.
Okay.
I'm going to go Panthers, Saints. That's first.
I'm going to go Cleveland third. Nice. I want to put the Colts there, but they just beat the Dolphins, so it has to be the Dolphins. Dolphins and then Colts. Colts still in the bottom five for me. Oh, no, I take that back.
Giants.
Yeah.
That's fine.
We could just call the Giants Russell Wilson for the time being.
That's a honestly, great idea.
Like, that's what the
stake
is.
That's a great idea. Panthers, Saints, Russell Wilson. I'm trying to avoid putting Miami on here. I can't, though. They lost by too many.
Yeah, my Colts Miami. Are not in there.
Yeah, Miami lost 33-8 to the Colts. Like, yeah. That's bad.
So I got Saints, Panthers, Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson's.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins.
I was trying to keep the Browns out of this either, but that's kind of impossible. No honorable mention for Chicago. They didn't look bad.
They gave up a lead.
Yeah.
They blew a lead.
All right.
None of those other teams.
Panthers, Saints, Russell Wilson, Miami.
I'm being serious.
No, so am I.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
you can do it well.
No. I'm doing dayball. No. I'm saying dayball.
Oh, that's fine, too. That's perfectly fine, too. I think Russell Wilson is funnier. So the New York Giants, why they stink, will be referred to as Russell Wilson. The Panthers, Saints, Russell Wilson, Miami, and Cleveland. Those are the worst teams in the league.
All Russ did was just be a father to a little future man, and now he's
got to don't call him that.
That's his name.
That's his name.
What's his name?
I think, right?
Is it Wilson?
I think his name might be Future.
Yeah, it's Future Wilson now.
It's Future Wilson.
No, yeah, it's Wilson. Yeah. Just trying to be a father to Future.
You can't. All right.
They say this is a big rich town. I just come from the poorest part.
All right, now, okay, powerless rankings are back. But now we move on to where the big boys play. Power rankings. We've got our list from last week. You want to lead us off?
Yeah, man. Yeah, last week I had Eagles, Ravens, Bills, Chiefs, and Vikings. This week, I have the Chargers at 5. Chargers cracked the top 5 with their win over Kansas City.
Okay.
I got the Vikings moving up to 4. I got the Ravens falling back 1 to 3. The Bills move up to 2. And the Eagles stay at 1. I knocked the Chiefs out of there, and I still don't have the Packers in there. The Packers, I'll tell you right now, spoiler alert, if they win on Thursday, they will be in the top 5 for you.
Okay. Here's what I had last week. The Eagles at 1. The Chiefs. That was a bad beat right there. I had the Chiefs at 2. The Bills, Ravens, and Packers rounding things out. This was tough. I wasn't really sure what to do here. I didn't feel like I could move the Ravens all the way out.
No.
41-40, you're up against Buffalo, one of the best teams in
the
league.
On the road.
So I put the Ravens at 5. I understand the flaws in that, but I put the Ravens at 5. I moved your Chargers up to 4. I didn't even have the Chargers in my top five. I had to take Kansas City completely out of this thing. I put the Packers at three. Really wanted them to put them at two. Really wanted to. Didn't. Gave the Bills their respect. That was a hell of a game. And then really just gave the defending Super Bowl champions further respect at number one.
Yeah. I mean, they're number one. I mean, they didn't dominate, but they also didn't feel like they were stopped on offense. Like, they kind of did what they wanted on the offensive end all night long.
A couple of CeeDee Lamb drops go the other way, though. I don't know.
That's true.
But not to take away from the Eagles, but.
Yeah. My thing with the Eagles, they did look like a little bit on the defensive end they could be had. But offensively, very frustratingly so. It's like, man, if you don't have them in third and long, it feels like they – first down is
just
a inevitable matter of time.
Yep.
Like, as well, you get to third and two, you're going to stop them? No.
History says you're not.
Right. So that – people are going to have to figure that out. They're going to have to keep them in third and long as much as possible because they got the tush-push figured out. I saw the Saints did the tush-push the other day at work, too. Or actually, it did not work.
See that.
No, it actually.
Say, I did not see that.
Actually, it did not work because they got called for lining up in a neutral zone.
Great.
And the announcer, whoever it was like, "Hey, I see that all the time with Philadelphia. Why do they get called?"
Sure you do, pal. Sure you do. It's the exact same thing. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line 916-909-1320. What's up, Manny?
Well, I heard y'all try to butch Chicago. In the worst five.
No. Didn't try to. I just asked a question. That's all I did. Didn't ask a question. I don't think they're one of the five worst teams. I don't feel great about them right now.
Manny, do you believe in Caleb Williams?
That's a hard question, man. Like, I want to believe in him. I see the skill level. I see the potential. But this was always my worry when that draft came was they took potential over a quarterback that was already NFL ready in my eyes and Jaden, and I would have rather have gone to the guy that was ready than to worry about the upside of somebody you're not sure about. But I like Ben Johnson. I like the schemes that they're running. I like the other guys that are there. If he can just get some of that accuracy, some of those throws, just it's almost like he tries to do Mahomes throw sometimes with the sidearm, and it's, dude, use your mechanics, man. Like, yeah, you pointed out too, Kenny, like the rushing, like it's almost like he, as soon as any kind of blitz comes or anything of that looks like it's going to be a blitz, he starts panicking a little bit. But I want to give him a little bit more time. He had to deal with a previous regime. So, you know, let's give it at least 6-7 games before we have a full scope on what we have there. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Nah, for sure.
So, absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
But. Hey, man, today is celebration day. It's our one-year anniversary of doing a Chatty House after party. You know what I'm saying? Right on the dot. So,
congratulations, man. That's awesome. Congratulations. Like,
great job, fella.
A lot of, like the amount of people who want to do a podcast and can't. Like, the real people who want to do a podcast and then do it and then realize, I can't do this every week. I can't do this every day. You guys have stuck with this for a year, man, and that's a really awesome accomplishment. We're really proud of you guys.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate y'all. So, D-Lo, join us for a little bit of that first hour, and we appreciate you coming on. And catch us 8 o'clock tonight on ESPN 1320, both on YouTube, Twitch, or even X.
Appreciate you, my man.
Shout out, Manny, man. Congratulations again, guys.
Yes, indeed. And Tasha. Hit the air horns for that. Yeah. Good stuff.
That's real. They don't skip weeks either.
Nope.
No, man.
No, they work.
They go every week.
They work.
I just came across something on Twitter that's
careful. It's a weird day on Twitter.
That's I stay away from that.
Yeah, stay away.
But they talked to new 49ers kicker Eddie Pinheiro.
Okay.
And I don't know the video.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Look, it just stood out.
Okay.
It's a little guy. I don't know if it's the camera angle or what, but this is not what we normally, when I'm in the 49ers locker room, what I normally feel like I see. Shout out to Eddie Pinero. I mean, he is a kicker. I don't expect him to be 6'7". I don't expect that. But it's a little guy, a little Eddie Pinero.
Okay. Well, all right, little fella.
It doesn't matter.
Little Eddie this season?
Little Eddie?
Hey, there's little Eddie for the 53-yard kick.
Not if he can kick. If he can kick, just let my man live.
That's the big dog. That's big dog. I'm gonna just tag you and see if it stands out to you at all.
Okay.
Just see.
You said you're putting it on the screen or you're tagging.
Well, no, I don't. Yeah, I'm gonna tag you right
okay.
now.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Yeah, because it just stands. It's like that's a little fella right there. But right. You know, to each his own. You know, he's out there. He's got a job to do. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how tall he is. You know, he just got a. He just got to make sure he makes the kicks. That's it.
I understand why you're saying this. He's not.
Maybe it's the angle of the camera.
It has to be the angle.
Is it one of those where it's like just ridiculously just looking above him or whatever?
It's almost you too, Joe.
Yeah.
You
it's
too.
Almost like. Comically, he's 5'11".
Oh, yes, the angle.
He's the same height you and I are. He's 5'11".
Why they do him like that, man?
However, he does kind of look like a little fella here.
Why they do him like that, man? That's a He's more than average size, man.
Here it is. Pause. It's gotta be this.
It's been a crazy week.
No one cares what you're saying.
Yeah, Eddie, why don't you come stand over here, pal? Shout out to the short kings.
I don't know why this. Why'd you guys shoot him this way?
I don't know. Why didn't they give him the normal angle?
Yeah, they let me put on Brock Purdy's jersey today. Believe it or not, I got to go play catch with Juwan Jennings. Kyle Shannon, let me drop a play at practice today.
Oh, that's
shout
terrible,
out to my man,
Jesse.
Eddie Pinero, man. Let's go. Let's go, Eddie. Come on, baby. You're home now. You're home.
Yeah, Eddie, you're home until you miss a kick.
You're renting.
Now, poor guy can't even rent there. What do you do if you get signed to the San Francisco 49ers? You don't have a long-term contract. What do you do?
Go buy an apartment in Livermore? Oof. Yeah. This part of the cheapest it's going
to
get?
Man.
He can go to San Jose. He can go to San Jose.
They practice at Levi's, right? San Jose is expensive, too.
Well, they still got some.
Home of the Valkyries.
You go live in Livermore, go drive to the Dublin BART, and then get to practice that way.
Oh, that's tough.
I didn't say he could go to San
Jose. Hey, isn't that our kicker with us? Just riding to the game.
I didn't say he could move to San Jose and live in luxury everywhere. There's places where he could go. Might not.
We want him to be safe. They got aliens there in those places.
He can stay somewhere by San Jose State.
Shout out San Jose State.
Well, not shout out to their basketball team.
Shout out to the under.
Yeah. I saw a story about this. It was on Channel 10. About a basketball coach at Cal State Bakersfield. Did you see that story?
I saw a lot of stories on Channel 10.
They need to step their game up.
But no, I didn't see that one.
I think he got obviously lost his job. And I don't know if he got arrested or accusations of pimping or something like that.
Pimping? You said accusations of pimping?
Wait, who was this again?
He was a basketball coach at Cal State Bakersfield.
Okay, no, you can't just throw the basketball coach. You said Cal State Bakersfield? Yeah, you can't just have allegations of pimping out there.
Bakersfield.
A Cal State Bakersfield-based basketball coach was arrested on suspicion of multiple felony counts, including pimping and drug possession.
Hold on.
Basketball coach by day.
So okay,
this isn't funny either. I don't know why I'm laughing. I apologize.
It's a wild story. That's what it is.
Of pimping, had ghost guns, large amounts of meth
what?
And marijuana.
Yo.
Bro, the Bakersfield job was just like his fake job.
That was a cover.
Yeah, he wasn't, whatever, take his little money, whatever.
That is crazy.
I don't know.
The news line, the headline just got me pimping.
I apologize. Like, it is just so bizarre to see Mays, 32, was arrested last week and is facing 11 charges, 6 felonies, including pimping.
That's the thing that
and
gets...
And what year was this?
This was yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. I didn't know we were still throwing these terms around.
That's the thing that gets me is that it's just the term. I feel like I hadn't seen that on the news in decades.
Oh, no, this is... Okay, one, this is all awful, and we're so sorry. It's just not every day pimping hits a headline.
That's what got me.
Can I name that today's show?
That's what got me.
An investigation began when a confidential informant told Bakersfield police that Mays was collecting money from a woman he had performing commercial sex work. That is an incredible way of phrasing it. Oof. Detectives tracked the woman to Sacramento.
That's why it was on ABC 10.
Matt Georgia. Okay, that one makes sense.
Matt George will report on this tomorrow. Matt George with the full breakdown tomorrow.
Matt, tell us about pimping.
Matt George, we stand for you.
Oh, man. All right. Again, that was insensitive, and I'm sorry. You just don't see pimping in the headline very often.
I was surprised. I said, wow. All right.
Did you see what Lamar... We got to go. The show has to end. Did you see what Lamar said?
No.
He apologized for pushing that fan.
Hey, was that
the fan?
Yeah, was that real?
Yeah, no, that was real.
With the neck brace?
Then he just said, oh, yeah, that was real, too.
Should have hit him
harder. I thought that was a joke.
Then he said, just chill next time. I love Lamar Jackson.
I saw the video of the guy with the neck brace, and I thought that was like a parody of someone talking or whatever. I didn't
know
that was
real.
Did
you hear him talking?
Yeah.
No,
he
I just thought it was
choking up.
Oh, yeah, that guy sucks.
Should have hit him harder. Not really.
All right, man. We will. We're done. We'll see y'all tomorrow, beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.